plane. Sounds like, you know, I don't know the economic, but, you know, might be some hardship here, you know, as far as going up that much. I think it's, what, a 40% increase in...
Yeah, unfortunately, we can't deal with hardship, but we can't deal with value.
Yeah.
Are you asking for the valuation of the land to be different? Is that the only valuation that you're bringing forward, or the overall value?
Well, I look at the overall thing, and we voted twice for, and that's a reasonable issue, is the floodplain. That affects buyers. Like it or not, it's going to affect buyers. It won't affect the high, high dollar buyers because they don't care. It's just another expense they can write off. I'm saying that I was not in a floodplain when I bought that, what, 23 years ago? And then it changed, and I am in a floodplain. I can't change that. No way. So I've got two options. I've either got fight or flight. I chose this time to not flight. And I'd like to negotiate something. You know, that seems to be the easiest one to get around. The classification, she's going to change that. I'd just like to know if you do give any kind of, is it going to rule or is she going to rule?
With respect to the classification, whatever has been done in the past, I mean, at this point, unless something were to change and they were to redo the house, that classification is going to stick, is it not?
Correct. But he, as he said, he's done things to the house. And so, and we didn't have the stone on there, so.
Well, I think that was years ago they were talking about. But whatever it's been classified in the past, it's where it is now is what it's supposed to be, in your opinion.
Yeah. Okay.
But so we, I don't think you would need to worry about it changing unless some change to the house. At least,
right.
You know, I certainly don't want to see this next year and it'd be some other. But as far as the, as far as the value goes, Duane, we do have to consider the fact of to what has been selling down there and what values you're getting, but and the fact that the housing market went up and prices went up. So that has changed since last time you were in here on that issue. As to whether we want to do something on the floodplain, you know, last time we did this as a blanket, it's a little questionable in my mind whether or not we can do a blanket. I think we can only deal with the appeals that come in front of us.
Yeah.
So, my, do you have a motion?
I make a motion to give them a 10% discount being in a floodplain.
Okay. And so, in other words, reduce appraised value by 10%.
Yeah.
Any questions?
I'm in a second, so we can discuss.
There's a second discussion.
Is that overall assessed value or just on the land?
Are they assessed separately?
Yeah, well, the house is at 183 and the land is at 30.
I would make it overall because the improvements are in a floodplain as well as the land, so it's going to affect both of them.
Well, the total on this is only 213, and Duane, we're seeing a lot higher values down there mm-hmm. than what it's appraised at now, and frankly, that is a pretty good break. But we have a second. It's to the whole property. Is there any other discussion on the board? Seeing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. We're going to reduce the whole value by 10%, Duane, based on the fact, you know, primarily the floodplain issue. And Duane, if you, we're just a citizen board trying to do the best we can. If you don't feel that's fair, you'll get a decision letter out from us, and it'll give you the right to go up to the state tax appeal.
Understand.
I don't think they make you go personally if you don't want to, but you're more than welcome to do so.
How much are we talking here? 10% off of my tax?
10% off of the appraised value, so it should translate to at least 10% off of that, yes.
Okay. Well, thank you for your time. And
thank you very much for coming. I
we appreciate your consideration. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Number 311, we have 4M Holdings. Anybody here for that? It's an in-person. Is that yours, Tim? No.
No. That also goes with that Above. They've got 11 of them.
Oh, it goes with what?
Above It All Ventures.
Oh, Above It All. Okay, so it's another one. Eddie Purcell, is that?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, hold on just one second. You've got 6 properties. Is that correct?
Five.
Okay.
Which property are we looking at?
Above It All.
Above It All.
Because I got 9.
No.
I'm only seeing
some might be land, but there's 9 total properties.
4 Above It All is on the docket, a Purcell and a 4. They're different names.
I don't have Purcell with that. I thought they were separate. Purcell's only got 1 property in land.
Purcell has 1. But do they own 4M Holdings?
I think I put a spreadsheet in that folder for Above It All, because I also pulled 4M Holdings in there, and the spreadsheet shows what they have.
So there are a total of 5 in Branson Cove and 1 in Pine Woods Village.
Okay, Mr. Purcell, are you Mr. Purcell?
Yeah.
Okay. So you only have 1?
Just have 1.
Okay. So that's a different one than the other ones.
Right.
If I could, why don't I go ahead and take that one up real quick? Purcell?
Purcell? Okay.
That's 195, BOE 195. Okay. Have it up. Is this a nightly rental?
No.
No, it's something different.
It's a vacant lot.
It's a vacant lot behind our residence.
Vacant lot. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in the folder I included the papers we turned in, other properties and what they're assessed at, and compared some of the properties close to us, like the size. We were here in 21 also, and it doesn't look like, according to Beacon, anything has changed very much. Our lot is small. We just use it as a backyard. And we don't feel like we could sell that for the $22,000 that the new appraisal has us at.
What was it previous year?
Okay, when we were here in 21, it was reduced to $11,500.
Okay. Was that our board that did that?
Yes.
In 21?
Yes. Mainly because I think the new assessor was coming in, and we were told that that was what they just put on all of those lots out there, that amount. Okay. And some of those lots still are the exact same price as then. But our lot is so small that we just don't feel like it is worth that kind of money. We have a house. I put a copy of one house in there that it just sold, or the lot just sold, and he paid $22,000 for it, but it's double the size of ours, or close to double, because I went and talked to him.
Talking about the lot today.
That's what you just gave him. Now, he just gave another copy of a lot that I just printed off that I didn't have previously. And it is valued at the $22,000, according to Beacon, I believe. But, I mean, it's so much bigger than ours. That's our only complaint, is our lot is not that big.
It's about half the size of the other lot.
That's how much we paid for it.
Yeah.
When was that?
It's on there. I don't remember. Up 11? At the top.
2011.
Was that a private sale?
Yes. From the developers.
Okay, anything else right now at the moment, guys?
No, that's okay. All. We just...
Okay, and now I'm going to let the assessor indicate why she it's at this level.
Yeah, we've got... if you look on the beacon on those layers, you'll see where we've got the neighborhood. The improved lots are 10,000 higher, or a little over 12. I think it's like 14,000 higher for improved lots. And then the vacant lots are 22. There's some double lots that are 46 that are empty.
But the lots you're talking about are up on the hill. They're twice as big as our lot. We're the only ones on that. A subdivision that has an empty lot.
Well, not the whole subdivision.
Well, there's two empty lots down on the corner.
So if you sold the lot behind you, could somebody build a house on it?
Yes.
Technically, a small one.
It'd have to have a...
It looks the same
as
the house.
Have to have an upstairs to meet the covenants.
Right. And so in your covenants, each lot, how many houses can you build on a lot?
You just only build one lot. I'm one house on a lot.
There's no more than... I mean, the lots, you can tell, they're so small. The... from the main road coming in and going up, those are pretty good sized lots. And I mean, there's no more than one house even on the big lots that are up there.
Well, in other words, the lot looks about the same as the what the other houses are on that are surrounding it, but you're just saying it's smaller than the ones on the hill.
Oh, right. Yeah,
the
definitely.
One next to it on the left has a house on it.
Yeah, and again, when you're
Yeah, there is a house on the left of our empty lot. And on the other side of it, the neighbor has just built a garage. And so, I mean, you can build a house there, but I wouldn't want to build a house right up next to a house without 7 feet in between us, you know? That white thing is a boat our son parks there in the summer.
It's parked there. There's a building on that lot. It's a shed, but I checked with the assessor, and I built it smaller than, so I wouldn't be assessed for it.
Do you know what lot prices are going for in there?
Now, there was a house on the first street that was just built, and I talked to the real estate agent on it, and he actually picked up the house, the lot, for $500 at one of these tax auctions. And he said he thought he had it sold for $15, but it fell through. So it was not a very big lot either. So and now he just rents the house out.
So can I speak?
Sure.
I am always happy to make adjustments if I have examples that I can use. But right now, all I can do is extract structures from what things sell for and do a median and find out what the land is selling for in that area. So if you have, you know, something in hand, I would love to set lot rates the correct rate. But right now, I don't have anything from you today to change that. That's what I'm saying.
Our lot is half the size of the lots that you're assessing at $22,000. And you're assessing our lot at $22,000, and it's half the size. I mean, where do you come up
Are you talking about the one up on the top of the hill? Is that what you're talking
all
about?
All of those up there.
All of them are bigger than our lot. And the one down on the corner, which I just gave you, is bigger. It's twice as big as our lot, and it's assessed for $22,000. And he's built a building on it. What we're
I'm
saying.
Looking.
Our taxes went. She's doubled our taxes. Went from 11.5 to 22,000.
Yeah, and that is of course the appraised value. Yeah, but whatever your tax was on that would have doubled.